Culture 2, page 114. Reading. Read the website, then do the exercise below.
The Space Race. During the Cold War, 1946 to 1991, the world's two greatest powers, the United States and the Soviet Union, were mortal enemies, competing for military and technological superiority. Fear of nuclear attack and stories of espionage were a part of everyday life for people in both countries. During the 1950s, the two superpowers found a new place to compete: outer space. The space race started on the 4th of October 1957, when the Soviet Union launched the world's first artificial satellite, Sputnik 1. This came as a complete shock to the Americans, who had always assumed that they would be first in space. They also launched a satellite, but the Soviets won once again, when in April 1961, they put the first human, Yuri Gagarin, into orbit. Public attention in both nations was captured by the space race, with millions following every development. The daring space travellers, called cosmonauts in the Soviet Union and astronauts in the US, were idolised as the ultimate heroes. In the end, it was the United States that won the race with the greatest achievement of all, the Apollo 11 moon landing on the 20th of July 1969, with Neil Armstrong being the first human to walk on the moon. The space race was over, and despite the Cold War, space exploration entered into a new era of international cooperation. In 1975, the crews of the US Apollo and Soviet Soyuz met in space, shook hands, and exchanged gifts. In the 1990s, Russians, Americans, Canadians, Europeans, and Japanese joined together to build the International Space Station, which is manned by astronauts from all over the world. So was the space race just a waste of time and energy? Perhaps. On the other hand, rivalry can be a great motivator. Without it, chances are space travel wouldn't have made such incredible advances in so short a time.